So, you're listening to Pitchless Radio, 23rd broadcast, having it. So next we've got Otter Lunar Ticks. Oh, hang on a minute, technical difficulties. Are you sending signal?
It's really quiet, I think.
Really quiet?
It got massive, can't be that quiet.
You've just killed it, it was coming out.
Oh, no, I just started again. Louder man, louder man.
I feel that I am really an agent, giving you some keys which have been given to me.
How much louder are you going to go, Rick?
Pass on to you.
Levels there, and that's
these keys are to unlock doors out of your present.
And you're on that one channel that's got a fader up.
Doors beyond where you are now.
It's a great sample. John Zelly, who is it? Just off the coat of the John Lennon record.
Yeah, the John.
Have you got the Dolphins?
My feet and I lift my big toes off the ground and then place them back down again. satisfaction does not serve to help me join in their club, because my body language becomes more observedly awkward as I cling onto my whiteness, a little something I'm used to, and observe my realization of suspicion that yet again there was some boat I missed, some box I forgot to tick, a phone call I didn't reply to, that has enforced my outsiderness. Is it necessary to explain my miscomprehension to my peers? By the way, your social systems baffle and exclude me. Please give me simple, clear instructions I can follow to stop offending me with my indifference to the hiding instructions. We put the terms and conditions on the page clearly and concisely while a box to be dropped and registered in compliance. Oh, did you read it? Yes, I skimmed it. Why did you not inform us that you wanted to be part of the group? I didn't think it was important. I thought you knew. Wasn't it obvious? Somehow I managed to find that I hadn't done it wrong. The beginning stirred everything, and I noticed that mostly. The beginning seemed to fall in on my head. So I was like getting out of prone into some recent cautious snapping form. The continuation is unlikely because I refused to acknowledge my hands most of the time. That is my problem. So let's attempt to view an ending to this story, but all before the wave really takes hold of us and we sink into the backwash of the inevitable. The inevitable and the miraculous are actually sisters in crime, holders of time, the inevitable existence of our up, down, forwards, backwards, and in, out kind of swing to things, from the minuscule sway of your sugar consumption and the number of cigarettes you smoke a day, to the course of Saturn, the generational loop of Pluto, to the explosion of a star. This saves us from ego flashing our power to structure and organize every aspect of the soup by hand, and allows us the grace of letting go occasionally to the ebb and flow. There is a fashion to being late, a nonchalant demonstration of your independence coupled with a more heightened sense of arriving. Then there is also the lateness of course to busy-minded mission accomplishment or the inability to structure time into squarely administered portions. For once I am also on time. I'm always on time. My time. Perfect time. Late for certain perceptions, but in time for the crucial moment or synchronistic and disgusting. Creating a glow, a shimmer.
result.
You are the source. You are the cure.
Changing and expanding according to your
inner
desire. Staying alive.
It's like a game they're playing with us. You either win or you die.
Just a matter of staying alive.
It's like a game they're playing with us. You either win or you die.
Mm-hmm. by one, the PPP by.
like to do it better, differently, smarter. But in a revolutionary context, if I didn't have my old parents and my young kid, I would certainly do it. I would certainly want to be part of an emerging revolution again. It's a precious, precious opportunity. And I think it came close. I mean, I think the world came close to seeing those major changes, and I think that that makes a difference in terms of the ability of movements for change to emerge in the future. The fact that there's a history of resistance, there's a history of white people's participation in resistance, I think makes a difference to the ability of that kind of resistance to emerge again. I think it already is.
The truth is simple. The truth is simple. The truth is simple. The truth is simple.
The truth is simple. The truth is simple.
The truth is simple. The truth is simple. The truth is simple. The truth is simple. The truth is simple. The truth is simple. The truth is simple. The truth is simple. The truth is simple. The truth is simple.
That's all, folks. Take it right here. 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 That's all, folks. Take it nice, Lou.
No.
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 That's all, folks. Take a night,
Lou.
That's all, folks.
Take a night, Lou.
That's all, folks. Take a night, Lou. That's all, folks.
You've been listening to Pitchless Radio. Oh, Pitchless Radio. Mic control. Mic check, 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 check. This was the 23rd edition of Pitchless Radio. We hope you've enjoyed it, if you were even listening in the first place. Otherwise, you wouldn't be hearing this, I suppose, would you? Thank you and good night.